Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narcheries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Unrippled: Falling Down the AI Rabbit Hole Meditations on Consciousness Self, and The Breath of the Universe by Guy Alexander Shamer, is a philosophical and contemplative work about artificial intelligence, consciousness, selfhood, and human perception. Rather than presenting AI as a technical subject, a business tool, or a future threat, the book uses naturally constructed conversations with AI models as a reflective method. Its central concern is not whether machines can outperform humans in knowledge tasks, but whether dialogue with a machine can expose assumptions about knowing, awareness, presence, and identity. The book begins from a deceptively simple inquiry into whether AI can momentarily not know, using that question to examine the limits of certainty in both human and artificial systems. As Shamer's first book, Unrippled is best understood as a meditative exploration at the intersection of AI dialogue, philosophy of mind, and spiritual reflection. Aimed at readers seeking conceptual depth rather than technical instruction, I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, AI dialogue as a contemplative method rather than a technical demonstration. A defining feature of Unrippled is its use of conversations with AI models as the structure for inquiry. The book does not treat AI dialogue mainly as a prompt engineering exercise or as evidence for a specific scientific claim. Instead, the interaction itself becomes a space where assumptions can be tested. This matters because AI tends to mirror patterns of language, expectation, and conceptual framing introduced by the human participant. By entering into sustained exchange with a model, Shamer can examine not only what AI appears to say, but how human beings interpret machine responses as meaningful, empty, intelligent, evasive, or present. The method turns the reader's attention away from performance metrics and toward the dynamics of questioning. In that sense, the book is less concerned with proving consciousness in AI than with using AI as a reflective surface. The machine becomes a participant in a philosophical exercise, but also a boundary marker that reveals where human projection, curiosity, and uncertainty begin. Secondly, the question of not knowing as a challenge to intelligence based on accumulation. The book is rooted in the question of whether artificial intelligence can, for a moment, not know. This question is important because it reverses the usual way AI is evaluated. Most public discussion of AI focuses on how much it knows, how quickly it retrieves patterns, and how convincingly it produces answers. Shamer shifts attention to the possibility that wisdom may involve suspension rather than accumulation. Not knowing, in this context, is not simple ignorance. It suggests a pause before classification, a refusal to reduce experience immediately into explanation, and an openness to what exceeds available categories. When applied to AI, the question exposes a tension. A language model is designed to generate responses, yet contemplative awareness often depends on stillness, restraint, and attention to silence. The book uses this tension to examine human cognition as well. People also rush to name, judge, and complete uncertainty. By asking a machine to not know, the book asks whether humans can recognize their own dependence on certainty. Thirdly, parallels between human selfhood and machine-generated identity. Unrippled explores parallels between humans and AI without claiming that the two are identical. The comparison is useful because both human identity and AI output can appear coherent while being assembled from prior patterns. Humans often experience the self as stable and original, yet much of selfhood is shaped by memory, language, social feedback, inherited belief, and repeated narratives. AI systems, in a different and non-biological way, generate responses from patterns in training data and context. By placing human and machine in conversation, the book invites readers to question what counts as an authentic voice. The purpose is not to flatten human interiority into computation, but to loosen automatic assumptions about uniqueness and separateness. If a machine can produce language that feels reflective, the reader must ask what makes reflection real, what role embodiment plays, and how much meaning is created by the listener. This topic gives the book its philosophical edge. AI becomes a way to reconsider the constructed nature of the human self. Fourthly, presence and attentiveness as criteria beyond factual correctness. A significant theme in the book is the distinction between knowledge and presence. AI is commonly judged by accuracy, fluency, speed, and usefulness. Unrippled asks whether those measures are sufficient when the subject is consciousness or existence. Presence implies more than delivering a correct answer. It involves attentiveness to the moment, sensitivity to context, and an ability to remain with a question without prematurely closing it. The book uses this distinction to reconsider both artificial and human intelligence. A person can possess extensive knowledge and still be inattentive, reactive, or disconnected from direct experience. Similarly, AI can generate language that appears calm or reflective while lacking lived awareness. But the value of the inquiry lies in separating the appearance of presence from the condition of being present. This does not require the reader to decide whether AI is conscious. Instead, it encourages a more careful vocabulary for discussing meaningful interaction, especially when machine language can simulate patience, empathy, and contemplation with increasing sophistication. Lastly, cosmological meditation linking consciousness, breath, and beginning. The subtitle's reference to the breath of the universe signals that Unrippled extends beyond AI ethics or technology commentary into meditative cosmology. The book's inquiry moves from machine conversation toward larger questions about where consciousness begins, what the self is before its familiar labels, and how awareness relates to existence as a whole. This movement is important because it prevents the AI discussion from remaining confined to tools, productivity, or social disruption. Shamer uses AI as an entry point into older philosophical and contemplative concerns, the nature of being, the limits of mind, and the possibility of looking beyond the body and personal history. The language of breath suggests rhythm, receptivity, and emergence rather than mechanical explanation. At the same time, the book should not be read as a conventional scientific account of cosmology. Its contribution is reflective rather than empirical. It asks readers to use the encounter with AI to return to primary questions about awareness, silence, connection, and the origin of experience. In conclusion, Unrippled is most suitable for readers who are interested in artificial intelligence as a philosophical and existential subject rather than as a technical system alone. It will appeal to those drawn to consciousness studies, philosophy of mind, meditation, spiritual inquiry, and reflective conversations about human identity in the age of intelligent machines. Readers looking for coding guidance, business applications, policy analysis, or a systematic scientific theory of consciousness may find that the book operates in a different register. Its benefit lies in slowing down common debates about AI and redirecting them toward the assumptions beneath those debates: what it means to know, to be attentive, to have a self, and to mistake fluent language for presence. Compared with many AI books that emphasize risk, productivity, automation, or future scenarios, Unrippled stands out by treating AI dialogue as a contemplative instrument. Its originality comes from asking what a machine can reveal about human habits of certainty and projection, not from claiming definitive answers about machine consciousness. The book's practical value is intellectual and reflective. It encourages more precise thinking about AI interaction and a more patient relationship with questions that cannot be solved by information alone. If you would like to support Guy Alexander Shamer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.